Schweitzer, Devin Archer's testimony was absolutely devastating. By Jeff Poor on August 6, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer, author of Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, gave Biden business associate Devin Archer high marks for his testimony to a House committee last week. Schweitzer called the testimony absolutely devastating for the Bidens and predicted that there was more to come as House Republicans continue their inquiries. "I think that Devin Archer's testimony was absolutely devastating," Schweitzer said. "I was concerned going in. Keep in mind that his lawyer works at Boies Schiller, which is where Hunter Biden was a lawyer from 2009 to 2014. That firm has a long association with the Bidens and the Democratic Party. But it did not dissuade his testimony. And I thought Devin Archer was measured and focused and key because, having studied this since 2016, he is really the guy with the business acumen. Of all the people that are sort of revolving around Hunter Biden with these various entities that were set up, Devin Archer was the adult in the room in terms of how this business should be structured. And he confirmed everything that everybody assumed the worst, of which is that Joe Biden was the product that this firm was selling. And he unequivocally said any people discussing or claiming that he was not involved with his son's business is totally and completely incorrect. I would add the next shoe that may drop is there's another individual involved with Hunter Biden named Eric Schwerin," he added. "If Devin Archer was the sort of business guy, the deal guy and how you structure this, Eric Schwerin was the money guy. He's the guy that moved money around. And based on the Hunter Biden laptop, Schwerin had access not only to Hunter Biden's accounts but also Joe Biden's accounts. So, when he testifies before the committee, it's going to be interesting to see what he says and what pressure he might be under from this administration." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.